Hello, listeners, and good morning. Welcome to yet another edition of News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. This is your host, Ashwin, giving you a roundup of what's happening around the world on the 8th of November. Snapchat fell short of the mark. The revenues haven't been doing so great, nor has their share price. Donald Trump is the only man who hasn't signed the Paris Climate Accord agreement. Even Syria has signed it now. India beat New Zealand in the rain curtailed third T20. They clinched the series 2-1. Taylor Swift could save the compact disc from going out of business. That's why she's releasing her album only in CDs and not in digital streaming, at least for now. And Waymo's autonomous cars ditched their drivers. Google's made vast strides of development on the self-driving technology and in fact have a car that's up and running without a driver. First piece on the news is Snapchat fell short of the mark. The Snapchat owners are very worried because the revenues were only $207.9 million, which is far short of the projections of $235 million. And the number of daily users also fell well short of expectations, sending its shares plummeting. Snap's shares declined to a low of $12 in extended trading share, after closing at 15.12 in New York. In fact, the company went public at $17 a share, so that's literally 30% down from where it started. After two quarters of disappointing results, optimism for the company has waned. Analysts 6 months ago thought Snapchat could generate more than $1 billion in revenue this year. Now they expect $870 million. In fact, CEO Ivan Spiegel said the company would redesign its infamously hard-to-use app, though he acknowledged that would risk alienating the current users. So yes, Ivan has really realized finally that Snapchat is actually difficult to use for new users and they want to make the interface easier, but there's the risk of losing people who are extremely comfortable with the way it works right now. Next piece on the news is about the Paris Climate Accord. It's everyone against the United States of America. When Donald Trump announced that he intends to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, the implication was that the US would join Syria and Nicaragua as the only non-signatories of the accord. The other holdouts, that is Syria and Nicaragua, they had legitimate excuses. In fact, Syria was in the middle of the war and Nicaragua thought that the agreement wasn't ambitious enough. Now, both countries have actually changed their heart and they recently signed the agreement. So that leaves the United States of America alone, hasn't signed the Paris Climate Accord. For those of you who don't know, the Paris Climate Agreement sets out a goal to stop global temperatures from rising above 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. That's a crucial threshold above which dangerous changes to climate are likely irreversible. This requires the world to achieve net zero greenhouse emissions by about 2050. And I think the Americas are the world's greatest pollutants. And them being out of the Paris Climate Accord is not really helpful to the rest of the world. Let's see if Donald Trump changes his mind. India beat New Zealand in rain-curtailed third T20 international and they clinched the series 2-1. India beat New Zealand by 6 runs at Thiruvananthapuram on Tuesday to clinch the 3-match series 2-1. Chasing a target of 68 in 8 overs, New Zealand playing their 100th T20 were restricted to 61 for 6. Some news from the music industry. Taylor Swift could save the compact disc. The pop superstar hasn't been a fan of streaming services in the past, so her devotees will have to buy her new album the old-fashioned way. That's right, Swift is determined to sell CDs, likely because they offer much higher revenue than streams by most industry estimates. In fact, it takes 150 streams of every song to match the money that it makes from one CD. That's quite a difference, and I can see why CDs. In fact, the physical revenues from any music release is a lot more than the digital revenues. Last piece in the news is from the self-driving technology land. Waymo's autonomous car ditched their revenues. Waymo's Google's self-driving unit and a pilot program in Phoenix, which is in Arizona, is now using a driverless fleet with no ride-along engineers who were previously there to take over if needed. So yes, even the engineers aren't there. And there's actually a video where three cars of Waymo are driving in different parts of the city and really stopping at the right moments, turning appropriately, reaching the destination in the smoothest way possible. Not exactly very quick, but very safe. And that puts the Alphabet unit significantly ahead of rivals, though many questions remain. I think safety is a never-ending game, and not too sure if the passengers themselves will trust the vehicle enough to get into a car without a driver. Not too sure if this change is going to be very well received, but let's see how that turns out. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go, guys. You were listening to your host, Ashwin. Feel free to leave your comments on a SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, or any other podcast platform that you're listening on. You could also drop me an email at ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. That is ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. In the background, I'm leaving you with Happy Life by Fred G. You guys have a great Wednesday.